Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live from the Right Side Studios, local, state, national. Man, we got all the issues right here. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, welcome to today's broadcast. It is 2:06 p.m. It's Friday. Friday, we like to say here on Right Side Radio, so thanks for joining us. I start the show off every time with my monologue, the Right Side Way, we call it. And I got to tell you, this morning I spent some time listening to a sermon by Bill Johnson. If you're not familiar, Bill Johnson is a senior pastor at Bethel Church in California. About the most down-to-earth but touch-of-heaven teaching you could ever hope for. Just solid and laid back and challenging all at the same time. I don't usually start my day that way, but Charlene had pointed this one out to me, and I thought it was, you know, good enough to see what it was about. And I was drawn in by the fact that it was a sermon, a teaching, that Bill Johnson gave just last weekend, a mere 3 days after his wife had passed away from cancer. Well, knowing a bit about who he is, I figured it might be worth a listen. I've also found in the past that you can really tell something about the inner workings of a person when they're willing and able to stand up and speak in the wake of their own grief. And I was not disappointed, man, let me tell you. It was powerful. He didn't pull punches. He didn't shy away from the elephant in the room that was his loss. He addressed it head on. But he also did not profess, despite his reputation as one of the great evangelical leaders of our time, he did not profess to have all the answers. It was emotional for him. The wound was still raw. But he truly evidenced the passage from Proverbs 24, where it says, "If you fall apart in a crisis, there was not much to you in the first place." He made note that he, like all of us, does not have the luxury of telling God what to do. In Johnson's words, quote, "I work for him, he does not work for me." He went on to say that life is not a vending machine where we have the ability to put in a quarter and get out what we want. And he is a grieving husband, understands who he serves, and yet he still does not always understand why things happen. And then he quoted a passage from Philippians 4 that I personally memorized years ago, a passage that I've studied and quoted and even shared with others. And he pointed out something, though, that for all my time having seen it and supposedly understood that verse, that I had missed it. At least I had missed the ability to verbalize it the way he did. He said that we're told in Philippians that the Lord will give us, quote, "peace that surpasses all understanding." But here's what the kicker is. He said we have to be in a place where we don't understand in order to have that peace. The takeaway from me on that point is there comes a time in grief when we can get real honest and say, "I don't get it, but I trust the Lord." And that's when the peace that the world does not get can become real. It took some amazing strength and wherewithal for him to deliver that message, and I would say that it was not on his own strength that Bill Johnson was leaning on at that time. He was grieving. He didn't fully understand, but he was also not a victim. And it reminded me of someone else who did something similar. You may remember Marine General John Kelly, who served with distinction in the Corps for 50 years. And then he became Trump's chief of staff. In 2010, while still serving on active duty, though, General Kelly gave a speech to a large crowd just 4 days after his son, First Lieutenant Robert Kelly, was killed by a landmine in Afghanistan. In delivering his remarks, he was passionate. He was resolved at a time of sincere grief, and he said this, you ready? Quote, "Those with less of a sense of service to the nation never understand it when men and women of character step forward to look danger and adversity straight in the eye, refusing to blink or give ground, even to their own deaths," Kelly said. "The protected can't begin to understand the price paid so they and their families can sleep safe and free at night. No, they are not victims. They are warriors. You're warriors. And warriors are never victims, regardless of how and where they fall. Death or fear of death has no power over them. Their paths are paved by sacrifice, sacrifices they gladly make for you." Comments made by a father grieving over his son, and yet providing strength to others in the wake of it. Neither Pastor Johnson nor General Kelly would have been questioned had they chosen not to speak at a time when their grief was so fresh, but they did. And they showed us the why, if you will. The why is an unknown. The why is there. It just is. The why remains a question mark at the end of the thought. The why may be inexplicable until we sit down with the Lord over a cup of coffee, because I'm sure they have coffee in heaven, and he outlines it in detail. The peace and the refusal to be a victim is the response to the why. Peace that makes no sense. And the knowledge that moving forward with our heads up, that's the how. Allowing peace to enter in even before you have any answers about the why, That's the start of the healing. Refusing to be victimized by life-altering grief, that's the next level. Those are both choices, by the way. Those are not natural, involuntary reflexes. Peace and not being a victim require a choice to allow peace and the choice to not be a victim. Those are also, by the way, personal choices. You cannot demand someone else have peace. You cannot order them not to bow to the innate tendency to feel victimized by loss. You cannot, you know, do anything about it. You can only meet them where they are, maybe share with them your own story or a meal or some other kindness, or for that matter, just sit quietly while they work through the why, but with the knowledge that they are not asking about the why alone. Last night, Charlene shared with me a post she saw on Facebook that in yesterday's storms that ran through parts of Alabama, in Shelby County, a young family lost 2 out of their 3 young children when a tree collapsed on their house. And the parents and the surviving child are still in the hospital. I don't get it. I don't have an answer to the why on something like that. Who does? But I agree with Bill Johnson and John Kelly. The peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that the world just cannot fathom because it makes no sense for it to be really a peace that surpasses all understanding. We have to admit that we don't understand to have that peace. That the why may persist, but the peace, the how, can still be found. In the wake of it all, we can choose persistence. We can choose not to be a victim. It doesn't mean we jump back into life in denial or that we don't have those low moments when the why gets heavy. It just means that we see a way forward. We know the way forward is better and the way forward is the goal. So because a victim mentality can devour peace, we choose peace. And choosing not to be a victim. Those two things, those two hows, put the why back in its place. Now, somebody out there just needed to hear that, in my opinion. I don't know why, but I know how. It's the how and the why, y'all. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, take us out, Brother Boomer. I'm just telling you, folks, the how and the why. The why may last. The why may never be explained. But the how, that's the kicker. Peace that surpasses all understanding. And not being a victim. All right, folks. We're going to lift the mood here in a minute, though. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.